Only a cynical man would call what these people have lives, Wayne. Crime, despair. This is not how man was supposed to live. The League of Shadows has been a check against human corruption for thousands of years. We sacked Rome, loaded trade ships with plague rats, burned London to the ground. Every time a civilization reaches the pinnacle of its decadence, we return to restore the balance.
Gotham isn't beyond saving. Give me more time. There are good people here.
You are defending a city so corrupt we have infiltrated every level of its infrastructure.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
Water seeks its own level. They just more
water
comfortable.
Seeks its own level.
They just more comfortable with ratchet niggas because they ratchet.
We're ratchet niggas. Yeah. I always tell females, I said, look, I said, here's the whole issue. And I understand it. I said, y'all pick dudes that mirror your imperfections. So if a nigga smoke like they smoke and drink like they drink, they assume, well, he understand me. Yeah, he understand you, but he's a predator like you too.
Exactly.
That's what they don't get. Okay, just like you praying on or attempting to pray on me, he praying on you. Mm-hmm. He's acting in accordance with his economic motive. He broke. He ain't got nowhere to stay.
Right.
He needs somewhere to hide his drugs. So yeah, he gonna kiss your ass. Because it's economically convenient for him to do so. And you benefit from him fucking on you because he got that need. See, everybody capitalizing on everybody in here. It's game at every level. The whole thing is shot through a game. And the only thing we're doing is we're mitigating the damages and maximizing the benefits. You know?
And I'm trying to, you know, the lines are so blurred, you know, it's just like, you know, well, what do you say to the nigga who's supposed to be the alpha male, supposed to be the big dog, the head honcho, you know what I mean? But his chick ain't loyal. His chick ain't faithful. His chick out there.
You being set up. You're a scapegoat. You're a fall guy.
Shit. You know, but, you know, he's supposed to be the alpha. We supposed to be the beta. But, like I said, we go back, you know, the whole Kevin situation. But, you know, she go back, kiss that nigga on the lips after, you know, she just been sucking my balls. So I'm like, okay, so who's the alpha? Who's the beta? Okay, he may have been so-called first choice, but that don't necessarily mean the alpha, because once again, we go back to water seeks its own level. Shit. And, you know, and she comfortable with ratchet niggas. She knows she can't really fuck with us on that level because, bitch, you know, if you fuck with us, you're going to have to straighten up. You're going to have to straighten up. You're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to get your driver's license. You're going to have to motherfucking, you know, stay your ass at home and stop going to the clubs. You're going to have to straighten the fuck up. Bitch ain't fucking with us like that. But you fuck with them ratchet ass niggas like that. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? Tony? Hello. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Doc?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, man. I guess I lost signal or what have you.
Ah, oh, shit, nigga. I'm like, I'm talking to myself.
No. We lost signal. Are we on?
Yeah, we on now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you remember, let's carry on with that point.
Okay.
Let's carry on, because that's very important what you said.
Okay.
You said, well, that you got to get a job. You can't. You remember when there was a conversation that you related to me that you had with LD.
Right.
And she said, well, I know, you know, if I fuck with you, I got to step my game up.
Mm-hmm.
She actually told you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's more comfortable for her to fuck with Dutchie Dykes.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A circle. Because in that, it's just like going back to one of your essays, serve in heaven or rule in hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier for her to do that than it is, you know, for her to step her game. Water seeks its own level. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but you still wash in with the tide.
Mm-mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're going to do this, but in the end, again, people are suckers for the truth. And it's a long, the game is chess, not checkers.
Man.
We're putting pieces in place. We're maneuvering the board to our advantage. And if we give up the queen, get ready, because the next move is checkmate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shit.
The next move is checkmate. Mm. If we give up the queen, get ready, because you're about to be checkmated, and you ain't going to see it coming.
Mm. Shit, in your experience, you know, out here fucking around with whoever, especially these females, have you ever seen too many so-called loyal bitches fucking with these so-called alpha niggas?
No, that's the whole thing. It's not loyal. Well, let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
Let me put it to you this way. I have to come down in the middle on that question.
Okay.
Because I've seen bitches, for these niggas that's going in and out of jail,
yeah.
I've seen them put up their money to get these niggas out of jail.
Exactly.
But what happened is the loyalty is usually one-sided.
Okay.
And the conditions or the situations that they're in, or the experiences that they have, or their background, or their upbringing, or their reality, prevents them from remaining loyal for too long.
Okay.
How loyal can you be when this nigga's in the street fucking another bitch and your life's about to get cut off?
Right.
How loyal can she be?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Or how loyal can she be when, you know, this nigga done bought her STD?
Mm-hmm.
How loyal can she be? There's a degree of stupidity, or what we call loyalty, but it's really stupidity, and they hang in with them niggas until it just bottoms out. But loyalty is a privilege that they can't afford.
Okay.
So loyalty is expensive.
Mm.
They're only as loyal as their circumstances will allow them to be. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, if they got a totally what they would call simp nigga, or a brother that's just a nigga that's just square.
Mm-hmm.
He has no clue. They got a nigga like Spike.
Right.
Just no clue.
Mm-hmm.
You see what? No, you're not going to be loyal to him, because why? She's not loyal to herself.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? She is not going to do the right thing. She is not a loyal person, period. So she's not. You fell for the lie. You fell for the lie. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So to a certain extent, we may give them a fantasy, but we keep them grounded in truth. There was a saying you had, treat a whore like a queen and a queen like a whore. Well, that goes against the standard player orthodoxy.
Mm.
Why would you treat a whore like a queen?
Mm.
It's not about kissing up to her. It's not about brown-nosing her points.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a method of establishing control. This is a game of power we're playing.
Shit. Yeah, we missing the final piece of that saying. It's like, treat a queen like a whore, but you know, you never let her forget she's a
whore.
Yeah, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
you must let her know that at any point you can reduce her, and it's strange how the mind works, because it is that up and down. You know, pimps are really good at that.
Right.
Pimps, that's one thing that they really know well, is to keep a female on an emotional roller coaster. That's a part of the brainwashing process.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Or like sometimes I've seen in business where they put cats in the hole with the little thing with no toilet.
Right.
With just a hole in the floor for them to defecate and urinate in.
Right.
But they feed them. You know, and in some of those prisons, they wouldn't even clean the hole out properly, so all the waste is backing up and coming into the cell.
Dang.
So by feeding them, they got to shit and they got to piss, but they put themselves in a position where they could be, you know, fucked up by the stench of their own excrement.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what pimps do. You know, they lead them on this roller coaster. It's a brainwashing process. It's a brainwashing process. So when they get too far out of line with us, you know, everything gets zipped. You know how that sound makes when you start locking shit up. Click, 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 click.
Oh, shit, man.
We do that shit immediately. Mm-hmm. And then they're left with the deafening sound of silence. Mm-hmm. Why won't he pick the phone up? I'm fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you know you got it when they lash out.
Ooh-wee.
Got them when they lash out. Fuck you. I don't need you, Tony. Fuck you. Fuck you and your money, Mike.
Ooh, yeah, Kayla said that shit to me. I told you that's what that bitch said to me when she tried to cut me with that knife, right?
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Fuck you and your money, Mike. Fuck you and your money, Mike. That bitch was trying to slice me up. Oh, boy, that let you know that power, boy. Power is real. Shit.
And then later on down the line, bought you another bitch for another movie.
You
see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's what we're saying is that the definitions are incomplete. The final analysis.
Yeah.
The definitions are incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're looking at it from a very, very small perspective. You're not looking at the totality. That the narrow definition of alpha males and beta males. In the final analysis, it's given power because you choose to accept it. You accept those definitions, and even though those definitions are false, you know, but people accept them because it reflects our shallow thinking in the way we see things. Everything in life serves a purpose. You can take manure and make fertilizer.
Right.
You can take cow shit or bullshit and make fertilizer. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the matter of how you use it and how effective you use it. But it still goes back to the most powerful weapon is not a gun.
Mm.
It's your mind. Hitler never pulled the trigger during World War II. He never personally executed anyone.
Right.
But he was able to come across with the game he put down, and he had millions of people to follow him. So the ultimate weapon is not something that is external. It is your mind. And that is what determines whether you are alpha or beta. Mm-hmm. It's your mind. Shit. These narrow definitions of physical appearance and aggression and brutality. You can find aggression and brutality anywhere. That's why these niggas are useless.
Right.
The prisons are filled with aggressive niggas.
Right.
And what's the fate of these aggressive niggas? What's their fate? Where do they wind up?
Mm.
They wind up in front of some cracker saying, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit.
Because, see, he's an alpha, to a certain extent, he's an alpha male, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Yeah, definitions is crazy. Like, we go back to, you know, your show, Fatal Attraction. And one thing I found real interesting about that show, man, like I said, I watched 3 episodes of it, man. And every dude that was a victim, man, everybody said, I don't know who would want to kill him. I don't know why he's dead. He was a nice guy. He was real good to people. He was this and, you know, he was just a saint and shit. And I found that interesting, man, because just like I was telling you, pertaining to prisons and riots. Like I would tell all new recruits, all new COs that would come in there, right? I'm like, look, when you in here, do your job and don't be acquiescing to, you know, what the fuck the inmates want. You know what I'm saying? Enforce the rules, okay? Because you being nice to them, that's only going to make them want to do bad shit to you and skull fuck you. You know what I mean? Because if we have a riot, you're going to be the first one that they rape or kill. You know what I mean? I mean, that's actual factual. That happens in riots. You know, the nice COs are the first ones to get raped and killed and shit. So the whole concept, like I said, it's interesting. I think when I'm thinking about alpha and beta male, I'm thinking of weakness, period. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of you're a beta if you're weak. You know what I mean? And me and you ain't weak by no stretch of the imagination and shit. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we, man, some of the shit that I have done to these women, man, I shudder sometimes. And I think, I mean, I actually have remorse about how I've treated some of these women and shit. You know what I mean? Because
let's recall it, shall we?
Go ahead.
Let's take a short trip down memory lane.
Go ahead.
Let's take the female that we were talking about earlier, the Hydra.
Right.
With all that lip and disrespect and greasy.
Right.
You got clips of her after her nigga just put a ring around her eye.
Mm-hmm.
A ring around her eye.
Right.
She's on her knees sucking dick.
I videotaped it and took pictures. Shit. Mm-hmm.
With a ring around her eye.
Didn't give a fuck about her feelings.
Didn't give a fuck about what happened.
Right.
Ring around her eye at all. She on tape sucking dick.
Right.
Let's look at Crybaby Niche, one of her punishments.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there smiling as you scribble on her face. Mm-hmm. Fake bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mike's bitch.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker. I love fat boys. And drew an arrow to her ass to say, fuck me here.
Uh-huh.
And then skeeted in her face, and that look on her face was priceless. She had the little tears in her eyes. That shit was priceless. Yeah. And then you was like, ah, you off punishment.
Oh, shit, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, I'm going to hell. That ain't counting all the little sex parties I threw. And I went ahead and I took them females to get banged out by niggas and shit, man. And they was in there get all crying and shit because they felt like they was getting, like, played. And I was just like, if you don't want to be here, I'll take your ass home. Fuck all that crying. You want to go home? Let's go home. Shit. And then, of course, they was just like, Mike's mean to me. I'm like, bitch, you wanted to go. Shit. Yeah, that was one of them. Remember that? The Hydra did that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, Mike be pimping me out.
Yeah, my money came up missing. And then she started complaining that you didn't, you know, make sure that she made enough money. All I said, what you expected him to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have lined them niggas up, and all I had to do, I said, what do you mean? I said, it was your choice to leave. You're turning the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want for him to do? What was he supposed to do? Hold they dick in his hands? What
did
you do?
Shit. Like, bitch, you don't want to leave. Shit, I had a line of niggas ready to come on in there and handle that, bitch.
You know?
Got the nerve be talking shit about me. I ain't making enough money. You do. Yeah, man. Shit, so, yeah. Ain't nothing soft over here between me and you, man. We don't put these bitches through the ringer, man. Shit.
Yeah, so it's not that the standard thing of, oh, nigga, you weak. Oh, nigga, you. No, it's not what that is. We have a certain standard. We have a certain guideline. We have certain principles. We're prepared, and here's what it comes down to.
Right.
We keep them because we're prepared to lose them.
Right.
Mm. They come back because they know we don't give a fuck if they leave.
Mm.
We haven't placed an excessive value on their presence.
Mm.
That's why our absence is so painful.
Right.
You know, because see, when we don't pick up the phone, shit get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't pick up the phone, they on skid row. Because we the last ones they got.
Mm-hmm.
Their own parents don't fuck with them.
Shit.
That's cult leader shit. That's cult leader shit.
Right.
That's cult leader status. You see, so we are the last stop before hell.
Right.
We can save you. The question is, will we save you? You see, we don't value your money. We don't put too much value on your pussy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll fuck with you or we won't. Shit, it just depends on our mood that day. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And if you spend us too long, you just lost your spot.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, all my females know that shit. They know shit. You will lose. You will sit the bench fucking with me. Shit. So they know they need to keep in constant contact, you know, just to say hi or whatever. But if you disappear, the next bitch gonna get your spot. Shit. Yeah, they kill me trying to cut in line all the time. Shit, I'm trying to come through this Friday. They'll call me on Tuesday. They'll try to beat the next bitch over here. And the bitch that call on Friday to come over Friday, like, bitch, you're slow. I'm like, shit, somebody already got your spot. Fuck.
Can't believe these niggas is bragging about tricking on these hoes. These niggas bragging.
Well, you know, you fell for the lie. Mm. The trick is you've been had.
Right.
You fell for the lie. Mm. You know, this concept, and it happens. This concept of worshiping form over substance.
Right.
You know, this thing that, you know, if you don't do X, then you must be Y.
Okay.
And that doesn't fit. Every single postulate, you know, isn't necessarily an absolute truth. And that's what they don't get. It depends on conditions. It depends on the terms. We're talking about an adversarial relationship. We're talking about war. And war is based on deception, and in an area of deception, nothing is as it seems. That's why it's called deception. And you have been deceived. You think that just because you give that female something, that means that you're in a position of weakness. Mm-hmm. Just because you give a female money, that implores weakness. What is weakness in a society where prostitution has been glamorized and promoted? Every song out here is talking about being the side bitch. Ain't no shit out here talking about being a wife.
Right.
That Al Green, Let's Stay Together shit, them ain't even the songs no more. You hear that shit on the BET Awards or when they go perform at the White House.
Right.
That shit ain't in rotation in popular culture. Times have changed. Mm. Power centers and institutions are destabilizing. They're crumbling. Gotham is burning.
Shit. What be killing me, right, is just, I mean, just simple, just like simple critical thinking. Marriage is basically a contract. It's a business arrangement. And it's a bad contract for the man. It is a bad business arrangement for the man. Cats like me and you said, okay, if we're going to enter into a contract, if we're going to enter into a business, then, bitch, we're going to do it the correct way. Okay? That's all me and you have done. It's just simple 1, 2, 3 ABC. It's like, shit, we don't have to deal with all that fuckery, man, that come along with getting skull fucked with a marriage contract. Because in essence, that's what we do, is we become kind of like a surrogate husband to a degree. A husband on call, so to speak. Because that's, you know, what a husband's supposed to do. He's supposed to take care of a bitch financially to a degree. Make sure she all right. Shit.
That's how society's man has historically been a provider.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's just like, now, how the relationship, you've been in this little game with Crybaby Nish and Darling Nikki for 10 years now. You know, if you were married and you decided to stop fucking with them hoes, you're in alimony territory. And you would be responsible for all 6 kids, even though you're not their father.
Right, yep.
You finally learned to do what is necessary. I won't kill you. But I don't have to save you.
Hold on! a star. Today, me just meet a 25 deep. What the road? I tell me, say, you got this fucking.
Nah, man.
They tell me, say, 5 weeks ago, you come from yard and you're up. That's how you turn baby, I am.
No, man, the hip hop business, I do it this year, man.
Hip hop, I am.
Yeah, man.
Hold that for.
Hip hop, hip hop.
New York and in London, everybody wants to yes, the ragamuffin dance. It's a hip hop music and a silent pattern. And yes, daddy, I show you a rum dance man. It's a language that they for the young centurion. And yes, daddy, I show you a raging lion. And we see the front of the rhythm, see the front of the version. And we have it by the style of the new African fashion. But we not a big deal, but we have the education. Hey, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. Hey, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. Hip hop, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. Radigan him a rubber dub man. And yes, Michael and him a hip hop stand. And musical life man is international. And a whisper to come from Jamaica land. And say look how the DJ does a scratch it jam man. And look how the dreadlocks so long and so long. Him a move up him finger, him a move up him man. And special request and to Dan and Sharon. Turn the turntable, Mrs. Warren Gun. And I know Asha Rose a go run America. Mrs. KRS-One, Boogie Down Production. And Lord, I think I'm showing a sign and fashion. All of the girl, them and all of the man. And all of the picnic, them and all of them hands. And them love hip-hop music and style and pattern. But I wish for me live like in a London. Now we not a big head, but we have the education. But me love of the queen, yes, of England. And we love the woman and we love of them. And we not stop bring it on the style and pattern. Yes, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. Yeah, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. The ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. Hip-hop, the ragamuffin, the ragamuffin. With a pin on you, we charge up his skin. Yes, I got the friend, me no skin and me no green. But remember that the other say me walk on coming. Yes, I got the friend, you have the perfect timing. And me love y'all fat and me love them slim. So hold up to your one name, your slim and your trim. But remember, I shall tell us come around the island. Yes, I got the friend, you have the side down pattern. My name, hold up your one when you sit up the dance. And hold up your one if you love the hip hop man. And hold up your one if you love the reggae dance. And move for your body, me say in the action. And move it timely in a slow motion. Now the speed wrapped up and it's international. And I hold a airport where the plane them land. Some of them red by, some of them blue by, some of them brown and black. And some of them are white and some of them shiny man. Some of them red at the mountain, some of them red at the shack. And I wonder if I got to walk like the dance of the rock. It's a hip-hop music, it's a play non-stop. And scratch up me belly and scratch up me back. Hold up your one if you are singing and you are shy. And put down your hand if you is a dead stop. In at the dance and the hip-hop make you rock. And nah, daddy, Freddy, say me love how you chat. And yes, daddy, Asha, man, you're cool and relax. And yes, daddy, Simon, just get your front of back. They say, watch and daddy, Freddy, me a boom shock attack. But the hip-hop music, I go play from top. It's a musical life, man, you love it, man. Just move up your shoulder, move up your back. Hip-hop music, man, a style and pattern. And I hope me, I go climb up a mountain top. Man, yes, and daddy, Freddy, you a boom shock attack. If you stick your mouth inside, and then you're bound up to drop. Boom shock attack, boom shock attack, boom shock attack. Yes, I daddy, yes, I judge, I know how you chat.
You got it. Boom, boom, glad. Ready, are you?
Yeah, man, I'm here, so.
What do you mean, chat? You're a star.
Yeah, man, it's a cool, you know.
I joke, me just meet about 10 girls on the corner. I tell me, say, you got this cookie, that you
have.
Them say, you come from Jamaica 5 weeks ago, you're rough, but now you're fat.
No, man, if Papa do it this year,
which
man?
Is Papa, yeah?
The place in American land.
And they cut me, people have to come from the man.
And they don't want no Yankee come say Simon.
Call Dickie Dirt.
That a shirt.
Fucking tone.
That a road.
Loopy loop.
That a loop.
And it's a different day, man. You know you want the dope. And
round the mic, boy, can't get way out.
And it's a different day, you have a rough next count.
But Yankee boy won't get this away.
And the Sandan Posse, man, them lovely so away.
And everybody want them want the two away.
Hold up your one from the hip hop Posse.
And check out your ways if you hear me from way.
And hold up your one if you no fear about the pay.
For Simon run about him all of it.
they have their rock dance that day. The ragamuffin, 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 the ragamuffin.
I just wanted to say that, I'm a nerd, and I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I mean, all our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior, and tonight, those bastards, they trashed our house. Why? Because we're smart? Because we look different? Well, we're not. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Pretty proud of it.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So if these were under other conditions, you'd be skull fucked.
Man.
You'd have to run away to Brazil.
And niggas don't even understand. Like, nigga, this is a real bona fide deep ass relationship, man.
Shit. They think that it's because you've given them something. Shit. You know. But I mean, let's just be honest here. Mm-hmm. You so called, you know, alpha preferred niggas, realistically, if right. You with these bitch over a sustained period of time, you mean to tell me for 5 or 6 years all you gave them bitches was dick? Yeah, you got over on them as far as spending their money, but you mean to tell me you never gave them anything?
Right.
I mean, that's what you're telling people, mm-hmm. that you've been fucking on them for 5 or 6 years and you never gave them a dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not true.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's like there's a saying, you can let water run on wood. A drop of water.
Right.
For 10 years will rot that wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same process when you're living with them. The process that we skip doing, the process that we duck out of doing, staying with them for 5 and 10 years, you in and out their life for 5 and 10 years, and they steadily dripping. Drip, 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 their problems drip, 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 buttercup, drip, 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 DP&L, drip, 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 my cell phone, drip, 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 all of the kind of fuck shit, drip, drip, drip. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Constantly wearing on. And you staying with it. You ain't got no place to stay.
Mm.
These niggas are camp with them. They don't have their own apartments.
Right.
You have no power center to work from. Mm. You know, so you up under her, trying to get her, but in the process, she getting you. And while she getting you and while she in jail, she turning a trick with guess who? To raise your bail money.
Right.
You see, it's the reason in Dead Presidents why, Lorenz Tate went to jail, but Cuddy stayed on the streets.
Yeah. Cuddy, that's my nigga, man. That's the blueprint right there, man. Niggas don't know nothing about Cuddy. Shit, you know, niggas wouldn't even look at Cuddy as no trick, though. You know what I mean? But shit, in essence, shit. That's what it seemed like to me. Shit, he seemed like he was taking care of a bitch, lacing her with some pockets and fucking her. What the fuck?
Yeah, he was. What Cuddy tell him? The way she suck you, fuck you real good, don't she? She didn't do that before you went to the war, did she?
Now you're getting all that good loving.
Yeah.
And you can't even put food on your fucking table.
Yeah.
Cuddy is my nigga. Yeah, man, that's real.
And he gotta rob a bank and then get life. He mm-hmm. in there throwing chairs at the judge. Life? That's mm-hmm. the best you can do? Yeah, nigga, life.
Yeah, man. Shit.
You went to war, you served your purpose. Now guess what you got to go? You can't be left on the street. Life.
Damn, ain't that prophetic? Shit. That fit right in line with what we talking about. Mm-hmm. But shit, Cuddy's still free. And I bet Cuddy was smashing that ass when he went to prison.
Mm-hmm. Cuddy was right there with his arm around him. When he sentenced his ass to life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little girl calling him Daddy Cuddy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's deep. Motherfuckers ain't even hip, man. Man, it hurts to be so right. Why we got?
What are you getting mad at? Daddy Cuddy gave you the money.
Ooh, Tanisha went off, man, when she heard Buttercup say that. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Shit, let me go ahead.
You know, that's again, the definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddy, in that instance, Cuddy would be the beta male, right?
Shit.
According to that definition.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing beta about Cuddy.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddy slapped that nigga and told him, don't you ever bite the hand that feeds you, nigga.
Shit. And that's funny. I've been in that position so many times, man. I done fed all these niggas, man. You know, through they bitch. And I ain't gave a fuck. I'm like, hey, nigga, be happy. You need a Subway sandwich? Okay, nigga, shit. You need some diabetes medicine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
What, you need an insulin pen, nigga?
Uh-huh, motherfucker. You need some Black and Milds? I'm like, go buy that nigga some Black and Milds. Shit. Fuck.
You gonna have the nerve to expose her and try to shame her.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, that's how you ate. You remember when he put Darling Nikki on blast for being on the web? Mm-hmm. Nigga, that's how you ate.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do all that shit and then try to copy me.
Right.
No.
Yeah, how the fuck niggas, they trying to copy a beta male? I'm beta, mm-hmm. but most of these niggas trying to copy and do what the fuck I do.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He had with two bitches and one of them calling and asking you, is it okay if I do this threesome?
Mm-hmm.
He's selling blood. The alpha male selling blood. And still can't keep his selling blood. Still can't make her do nothing. He's selling blood for her to stay in the house.
Mm-hmm. Shit. And a lot of people would say that, well, just because, you know, you got the bitch, that don't necessarily mean that you the alpha male, which is true, you know, especially in Kevin's case. But, like I said, there's plenty of other females that's been with some real hardcore niggas and shit, man. And fuck, you know, the result has always been the same. Shit, niggas get mad at me, even though they supposed to be some hardcore thug niggas, but yet they still try and emulate and do what the fuck I do and still get mad at the shit I do. How you gonna be mad at a beta nigga? I'm nobody.
Yeah.
I ain't nobody
you
mad
remember,
at.
Even when Ice was living in Dayton?
Yeah.
And her nigga went through her phone and found your number.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah. That nigga, he said, I just want you to know I beat that bitch up, hit that bitch in the face, and I did all, he just told me all kinds of shit that he did to her. And I was like, so? Like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, okay. And then that nigga, then he broke down and started crying. He was like, man, I just don't know what to do, man. She be driving me crazy, man. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm counseling this nigga on the phone. Yeah, he called me, you know, trying to get me mad, trying to tell me how he had just beat her up and all this shit. I'm like, nigga, that's your bitch. That's not my bitch, nigga. We just cool with it. Hey, that's just between y'all. And when he see that, I gave two fucks. He just started breaking down crying, man. He's like, man, you don't know what she be doing, man. She like, nigga, I know who she is, and I know what she doing, what she about. Shit, I'm not surprised you put your hands on her. Shit, he was like, man, he just spilled his guts about it. I was like, man, I really don't want to hear this shit. But I just, once again, I'm trying to make the world a better place. So I listened to it and shit. And he thanked me for talking to him. I was like, this is... Yo, he called for the express purpose of meeting me somewhere so we can shoot it out. I'm not about to go shoot out with you over... Fuck that. That's my bitch and all. But, nah. Yeah, man. So I got tons of stories where these niggas, they get outmaneuvered. They get motherfucking out-chest. On a regular by me, man. And they mad at the beta male.
Okay. Was that the same nigga that clip you got of her, you know, sucking dick at her house when he in the county? Is that the same dude?
No, that was a different dude. Nah.
She in the county. She at home giving head, getting skeeted in the face.
Yeah, that was a different dude. Shit. That nigga hated me too. No, that's the nigga that threw rocks at her. Remember when she called me?
Oh yeah, when you took the picture.
Yeah.
He went over there and he was kicking in the ass.
Yeah.
Kicking in the ass, throwing rocks at her.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
And then he was threatening to whoop my ass, you know, because basically that could have spiraled out of control into some violent shit. But I just took out my camera and started snapping pictures of the nigga assaulting her. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, "I don't give a fuck about them pictures, nigga. I'll whoop your ass." I'm like, "No, you won't, nigga. I'm going to just take these pictures because we both know what's going to happen once I mix it up with this nigga. She going to be sucking his dick the next day. So I ain't putting my hands on no nigga, man." I'm like, shit. So I got her, saved her and the child, drove off, and I told her, I'm like, "Nigga, I done told you about involving me in your fuck shit. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I didn't know who else to go." I'm like, "Ugh." You know, the beta nigga to the rescue. Once again, if he would have put his hands on me, I would have showed him beta. I would have whooped that nigga's ass.
Yeah. You know, that's just... Look, man. If y'all don't have picked it up by now, if y'all are still on the short bus,
right,
and you still can't get a clear picture of what's going on here, we are not the dudes that are in a position with respect to sex. We're not the dudes that are being manipulated by them.
Right.
We are the dudes that are manipulating them. Mm. Y'all ain't figured that out yet?
Shit. I think my Mac City players, they done figured it out. These new niggas is listening. They definitely,
you know,
their heads are spinning right now.
Yeah. You think that because we give them $40 or $60 or $80, You think that that's some real advantage?
Shit.
You know, you think that because, and remember, we may choose not to do that, or we choose. It is our decision whether to save them.
Mm-hmm.
It is our decision whether to tend to anything. It is our decision that makes them stay on their best behavior and P's and Q's with them.
Right.
With us. I mean, you don't get that narrative for you new niggas. Y'all don't get that narrative yet. You think that because we give them a few dollars, you know, we already told you on a prior broadcast, we decide how much we're spending.
Mm-hmm.
They don't determine anything. We do that.
Shit. Man, shit. I know me and you, shit. You know, I don't, you know, fuck bitches for buckets of chicken, nigga. Or fucking $1 McDonald's burgers.
Yeah.
I like, shit. I like, "Come over here. I got 5 McDonald's burgers with cheese, bitch. That's what I got." They'll come over and they'll set it out. Man, better y'all gonna quit fucking with me.
Yeah.
Nigga, I don't give a
Sometimes
fuck.
Sometimes we're selectively miserly.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we're selectively generous.
Yep. Shit. And
see,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you be miserly when you're trying to get rid of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? When you be like, "Oh man, I don't really feel like fucking with this bitch." You know what I'm saying? "Yeah, I got $5. Okay, I'm like, "Oh bitch, no." You didn't want to come through. I'm like, "Damn, bitch, I ain't trying to fuck with you today. But okay, all right, that's a bargain. All right, fuck it. Come on through."
And they come anyway. They keep coming, even after you've given them. Remember, Crybaby Nish, you gave her $20 in coins.
Yeah, nigga, don't talk about that.
$20 in coin money.
Oh, nigga, she was heated.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, I told her. I'm like, "Nigga, shit, I got $20 in coins and shit. Man, that was my laundry money." Fuck. But hey, she was forewarned. I don't know what you mad about, bitch. Yeah, here you go. Okay, I put it all in a cup. Poured it in her purse. I'm like, oh, that was funny.
So when we come back to the idea of the alpha male and the beta male,
right?
The definitions are narrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're unrealistic given the circumstances.
Yeah.
and they're incomplete given the particular situation at any given point in time. That's the point of our whole broadcast here today.
Right.
You may not be physically pleased. That's totally subjective. Everybody got what their own picture of what's attractive to them.
Right.
You can't fault women for having their own criteria for what they find attractive in a man. And some people will also say, well, we use our money because we are undisciplined because we won't get up and go to the gym or what have you. We're using it for a lack of physicality because we don't want it. And money is the easy way out.
Right.
You know, I can hear that criticism coming. Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, you doing that because that's the easy way. But here's the thing that I'm saying. Well, actually, you know, I do get my sweat on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is this. I don't want to be them.
Right.
If I'm getting my sweat on, I'm getting my sweat on because I want to be healthy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This life is about me. There are times to be selfish and there are times to be selfless. This life is about me. It's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to be 20, dog.
Right, right.
I don't want to be 20 going back to jail. You know that, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
20 going back to jail.
Man.
And the other boy going, he going to wind up in prison or shot or overdose. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you over there, you know, well, I'm not going to put them out there like that.
Right.
I'm not going to put them out there like that. I'm not going to tell them about the mattress.
yeah, don't do that.
I ain't going to do that. But, you know, those guys, their shelf life, they're going back because they serve no purpose.
Man.
Money ain't going to get no job nowhere. He'll be back in prison.
Right.
And the other boy ain't going nowhere even, as evidenced by the present circumstance.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere either. But you standing there in the house where you're in a spot where your rent is paid, your lights are on. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if that's an alpha male, if that to you, if the consolation in being an alpha male is being able to deal with this bitch's problems and all her kids, and going in and out of prison, I'd be a beta male all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody like you squirt piss in my cell. Sporadically.
Oh, shit. It wasn't me. I swear it wasn't me.
I don't want... I don't need to see Jeff Webb.
Man.
I'm perfectly happy being out here. I don't want to be in there with somebody like Jeff Webb.
Okay.
Hell, I don't want to see Scott Workman in there.
Scott was a motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
Scott didn't give a fuck about them inmates, boy.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's what you're calling alpha male, you keep that. Because the greatest warriors, and here's what people don't understand, and this is the value in reading books. The greatest warrior in Greek mythology, the greatest warriors were men that had mental acumen. Men that had a high degree of intelligence. Hercules performed those 12 labors for penitence by using his mind as opposed to just using his brawn.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? In Greek mythology, one of the greatest heroes in Greek mythology is Odysseus,
mm-hmm.
after whom Homer wrote the Odyssey. Odysseus' great strength was that he was clever.
Right.
That was his greatest gift. In the DC universe, the most interesting characters, you look at the DC, since they used the Batman parallel in one of the clips, the Minto clips. Batman doesn't have any real superpowers.
Nope.
Batman's greatest weapon is his mind.
Yep. Shit.
Marvel's most enduring character, even though he has superpowers, was a scientific nerd by the name of Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing masculine or feminine about intelligence. It's just, it's like anything else. It's like time, it's just like the concept of time. Time is not bad or good. It could be used destructively or it can be used constructively.
Mm.
You see, these labels that y'all are putting on things, constricting these definitions because you're trying to look for some type of inner validation. They don't apply because situations change. You know, circumstances change. People change. Shit. You know, people change. You see?
Right.
And when you hold that shit up to the light, it all falls apart. So I would rather be a beta male. I would rather be a beta male. If you're going to use me to fight wars and then you through with me, going by that definition, what they put on me, I don't want to be nobody's toy soldier.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be some, you know, unthinking sheep that you trot out just to send into battle. I don't want that life for me. You see, Musashi Miyamoto was Japan's greatest swordsman. He was possibly also its greatest philosopher and intellect of that period.
Right.
The greatest warriors are always men of extreme and of the utmost intelligence. That's the point. You see, so if a beta male possesses intelligence, if he uses that correctly, that's all he needs. Again, the character in the Game of Thorns. What are you telling me? He said, I'm not going to fight with them on their terms.
Exactly.
I'm going to fight with them on my terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Shit.
So it's not, it's a narrow and the definition is incomplete, but as long as they got a group of suckers, you know, that will go along with that. You know, that as long as, you know, people that you will go along with these concepts, you know, this type of thinking that think that, that believes that force is superior, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. And it's ridiculous.
And this is what always kills me, right? Because, you know, most of these females know my history, you know, and if you talk to most of them will let you know, of course. I'm a nice guy. I'm a good dude. You know, I try and look out for bitches and shit. But most of them know. I mean, they see my resume. They see my trophies. They see my pictures. They know I done been to war. They know I done worked in a prison. They know I done did tough man contest. They know I done did jiu-jitsu and judo tournaments and shit. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's like, and some of them still had a nerve to think that somehow, you know what I mean, that I don't know, how can I put this, man, that they still had another to think I'm soft. You know what I mean? And it's due to the fact that I won't smack the shit out of them. Yeah. I won't argue with them. I won't fucking, I won't put my hands on them. You know what I mean? I let them get away with hella shit, you know, as far as not, you know, put my hands on them doing shit. You know how we do it. It's kind of like passive aggressive. We just don't answer the phone. We don't argue with them and shit. You know, I'm like, are you bitches stupid? You know what I mean? Just like when hoes would threaten me with niggas. I'm like, look, I'm not no Superman and I'm not looking for no trouble, but you bring that nigga over here, it's going to be a horror show, bitch. I'm trying to tell you. You ain't going to believe how fast I go from 0 to 100. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you're just dealing with stupid people, man. People that just can't grasp the concept. And look, I'm just trying to be civilized, that's all. And motherfuckers don't equate, you know, you being civilized with you being, you know, an alpha, so to speak.
Well, it goes back to the example that I gave earlier of Ares versus Athena.
Right.
They rationalize intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence is rationalized inside of brutality and combat.
Okay.
That's a form of intelligence to them.
Okay.
Combat. They rationalize everything with combat. Mm-hmm. It's really a low form of the animal kingdom.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I think you told me that you said the prisons. It wasn't really about the color. It was you began to see that it was about intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And at a level when you start talking about how they will rape and slit the throat of the nicest COs, it's the animal kingdom.
Exactly.
It's the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in here is animals. You see what I'm saying? And in their environments, and often there is no intelligence in their environment. It's the animal kingdom. You see, their parents, you know, their parents or lack thereof, you know, create this environment. The social conditions, the economic conditions that they come up in is like a big-ass like the plains of the Serengeti.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Their whole environment is barren. Their whole environment is without those things that would determine critical thinking skills. So in the absence of intelligence or thinking skills, all you got is force and brutality. So masculinity is determined by force and brutality. Intelligence is determined by force and brutality. Success is determined by force and brutality, because to them it's all about being able to exist at that level where they are. That's the crime of, that's the real crime of this thing called the ghetto. It reduces people's perceptions down to their immediate experiences. It kills imagination. It kills the ability to think outside the box. You see, everything is rationalized through brutality. Everything, intelligence, everything is rationalized through brutality. Even sexuality. You know, you think about, you know, those lions. The lion that earns the power to mate with the lioness. That's force, aggression, brutality. You know, it's the same thing in their environment. Force, violence. You know, the correlation between sex and violence, and, you know, how that turns them on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that little thin line between extreme pain and extreme pleasure. You see, that environment rationalizes the whole gamut of human experiences for them. So to them, that is intelligence. They don't see anything higher. So they come in and see you with the swords, where they equate the fact that it fucks them up. Because if you got that definition and you walk in there and you see all these tough man trophies and you see this nigga boxing with gloves on, well, this is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
But why ain't he slapping the fuck out me? It's confusing. When they walk in there and see those swords, those katanas you have,
right.
Well, that don't make no sense. You know, why ain't he beating my ass? Why ain't he kicking off in my ass? Why am I cussing him out? And, you know, why he ain't going upside my motherfucking head? You know? But it's unbearable when he stops speaking to me.
Oh, shit, man.
You see how you imbalance and unnerve them? That is the highest essence of martial strategy. Sun Tzu says to unnerve your enemy, to make them lose the will to fight without so much as striking a blow.
The art of fighting without fighting.
Yes. They see all this display of aggression. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You have assaulted their psyche with all this aggression and force by your trophies, but your demeanor, you know, is just the opposite. It's just like when the people that are pacifists, that don't believe in war,
right,
are people that were at some point in their lives were the most brutal and violent people there ever was.
Oh, shit. If they're real pacifists. Yeah.
So they come in your house and they see that shit, but it don't add up. He ain't slapping me. He ain't putting a ring around my eye. He just putting his dick in my mouth.
This is the way I'm going to abuse you. Oh, shit, man.
It doesn't make sense. Because in the environment, you know, you slap them, and then you bend them over and fuck them.
Right.
Now, that's tantamount to rape. See, that's the sickness. That's how sick their mind is. That's tantamount to rape. Sex with force. They usually call that rape.
Shit. And they be on that shit, too, man. They be telling me that's what they like.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, I'm not doing that to you.
You know what I'm saying? You're not, you know, you're not physically swelling their eye, but you're scribbling on their face. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird. You see, that's something that they're not. You've taken them out of that comfort zone. You know, that's how they rationalize intelligence. That's how they rationalize aggression and masculinity. You look like you're masculine. You got the trophies of masculinity, but your presence says something else.
I'm kind. Which I am, you know, to a point. I guess it depends on which bitches you talk to.
if there was ever a character, one of my favorite characters, my favorite character in Japanese cinema is Zatoichi.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you're getting deep now, man.
That's my favorite character in Japanese cinema is Zatoichi. They think that's a cane. They think that's a cane and he's blind until they come up on him.
Right.
And he sliced the fuck up out of him.
Ooh, all warfare is based on deception.
Deception. You see, so they come in there and again they see that shit, but then they see all, I mean, you have all the trappings of the average nigga they know. They see the violence, they see the numerous pictures when you had them of all them bitches on the wall. All the shit that they've been, you know, what is it about you? What, you know, all these bitches are raving. What did White Snow Queen say? Well, not
White She
not
Devil.
Simone, but the other one.
White She Devil. She said, "What is it about you? Why is all these bitches on Facebook talking about you? Why are they always coming over? And why you got all these pictures up? And how come you got all these bitches coming in and out your apartment?" She's like, "I don't understand it. You ain't got a lot of money, and you just the apartment is all right, and you ain't got that much furniture." And well, she said, "I gotta figure out what's going on." And shit, man. And I couldn't get rid of her for like going on 4 years. Boy, after she gave me that speech. Man, she was over here like every week. She couldn't get enough of me, man. Shit.
I mean, so, you know, you got all the trappings of a grimy nigga, but you ain't a grimy nigga. And then you really fuck them up because what you doing with all these weird ass books?
Shit.
It don't compute. So, whatever the plan is broken. Because it seems like it's going to be an easy pick. It seems like it's going to be a sweet pick. Until you pick up the phone and make that first phone call. I got you.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying? When you pick up that phone and you dial my number, I got you. You see? Yep. You thought it was going to be sweet. Well, now you're coming in on my terms. You see?
Yeah.
So, it again, appearances can be deceiving. Definitions are incomplete. Definitions can be incomplete based upon the given circumstances. So, if you're talking about an alpha male versus a beta male, in the final analysis, there are no real differences. I was watching a movie. Another analogy I draw was the movie Fearless with Jet Li.
Okay.
He was sitting there talking to the Japanese. He was fighting them in this tournament, and he was sitting there talking to the Japanese martial arts master. And the Japanese martial said, "Well, you know, as part of the social custom, they would meet with their opponents and have tea and dialogue with their opponents." And his reputation, Jet Li's reputation, Ho Yen Zha's reputation preceded him. And he said, "Well," he said, "come enjoy the tea." He said, "This is good tea." And Jet Li said, "Well, no, it's not good." He said, "Tea is tea."
Okay.
And then he said, "Well, no, you really don't understand." He said, "You know, there's good tea and there's bad tea." He said, "No, I'm unwilling to understand." He said, "All these teas grow in nature." So where did we get the terminology good and bad from? He said, "If you're in a good mood, does the quality of the tea really matter?" You see what I'm saying? And then he switched it around to fighting styles. He said, "No style is superior to others." He said, "It's the skill level of the practitioner."
Shit. I definitely concur with that.
See, all of this is found in nature. No person is a good or bad, but they're just different levels of skill. These are just different grades of tea, but neither one is good or bad, it's just tea. So when they're talking about all this concept, that's what somebody else came up with, because to coin a phrase that Solomon used, Solomon said, and this was the wisest thing that he ever said, he said, all is vanity. Mm-hmm. All is vanity. All is vanity. You know, you want to make it seem as though you have something over a person that doesn't look like you. So you have all these characteristics so to make yourself look good by comparison, but it becomes a weakness because now you're trapped inside of that stereotype, that perception. So if an alpha male is only good for war, then after war you serve no purpose.
Okay.
So while you go into prison, while you and D-Roy's knock each other off, guess what I'm going to be doing? You and D-Roy's are fighting while you whooping his ass and getting your 10th strike. Guess what I'm going to be doing? Guess what your girl's going to be?
Wow.
While you in the prison with 1,000 other motherfuckers, while you in a detention facility with 1,000 other alpha males, your girl gonna be over here with my balls in her jaws.
Wow.
But you sure showed me.
Shit, man. Oh, shit. Is Bill Gates an alpha male? I bet he wasn't considered an alpha male in school. I'm pretty sure. Shit.
And now the whole planet functions on his software.
Mm-hmm.
He can unilaterally put this civilization, this society, he can start a civil catastrophe with one glitch. The phones operate off Microsoft. The cell phones run off Microsoft. The computers run off. The electrical systems run off Microsoft. The computer systems that control the electric dams run off Microsoft. He could cause a catastrophe by the flip of a switch.
These definitions are tricky, man. These definitions are tricky. Who's alpha and who's beta? Who is who here? This is interesting.
Jim Carrey said this wonderful line in Batman.
Uh-huh.
He said, if knowledge is king, then a god am I.
I'm digging it. Well, check it. Check it, check it, check it. Man, once again, we going on 1 hour and 52 minutes. We going to close it out. Once again, you know how we do. We're gonna let you put the capstone on the pyramid before we bow out. And give us your parting words. What you got to say, man?
Don't worry about me. I'm just a harmless fat trick with money. I'm no threat to you.
Right.
I'm jealous of you.
Right.
I really want to be in your position. And I'm going to keep trying until I'm exactly like you.
Shit, man. Say it ain't so. You giving up, Tony? You trying to be like them? You trying to be like them?
Yeah, I want to be like you. I want to be able to have a crisp mouthpiece.
Oh, damn, man.
I want a six-pack. So I'm going to try to transform myself into you.
Right.
I'm going to forget those trivial things like reading and thinking.
Right.
And I'm going to adopt some real nigga habits and hobbies.
Real nigga habits and hobbies.
Shit. No more chess. Big wins and checkers for everybody.
Oh, man. So that's what you got, man. That's it?
That's it.
That's it. All right. Well, once again, man, I'd like to thank my partner coming in, Tony Dreamer, nigga Fuchsius, a.k.a. Eric Magnus. coming on in, doing his thing. And I like to implore all you cats, man, especially you Mac City citizens out there, man. Go ahead and accentuate your positives and your strengths, man. You know what I mean? When you're going ahead and you're trying to define yourself or philosophy, man, please stop trying to be like the next man and be you. You know what I mean? For real. Stop trying to, you know, adhere to these cookie-cutter philosophies and try your best to look within yourself and see what makes you you and build upon that, man, okay? Just be original, be unique, be yourself. And with that said, we out.
Hi, Gilbert. I'm a nerd, too. I just found that out tonight. We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us than are of you. I know there's alumni here tonight. When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz or a dork or a geek. Any of you that have ever felt stepped on, left out, picked on, put down, whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay? Come on, come on, come on.
Hey, I'ma visit the sky today.
What's your act of funny story? What's your act of funny story?
Hey, I'ma dance on the clouds today and make it rain on everybody beneath us just 'cause they try. Doesn't mean they can be us. No, nobody can be us. I'm trying to sink in some gin. I need. And all this Hennessy got niggas in it hating on me, on me, on me, on me. But if they name us, know my name, then I'm doing something right. And if they mamas know my name, and if they homies know my name, then I'm doing something right. And if they girlfriends know my name, and just 'cause she loves me don't mean she understands. I don't give a damn, I'll make her fuck the band.
I love you guys.
And I already know, I see the rapper show banging out XO all day. And a friend with me, girl, she can feel her grow. No, she can feel her need. So I'ma try to talk, no, I'ma try to walk. Just lift me out the club.
In a hotel with your girl for about a week, shooting shower scene. She a bad chick like Bunny Parker, rolling blunts in my flying saucer. Juicy J, the new Skywalker, I put your hoe in a body auction. When I'm having fun, I'm still getting paid. Got a whole lot of mud in my Minute Maid. I stay riding through the city with my 12 gauge. Hate that nigga, get it any day. Got a house on a hill, cost a couple of mil. Juicy J got bank like Uncle Phil. Stole bunnies that like popping pills. Keep a double cup, I like cracking seals. Young nigga shit, I'm still going strong. Like the loud pack, now I'm in my zone. Rolls Royce got me feeling like King Tut. Got my codeine cup, about to drink up. If you're talking about money, we can link up. Bad red bone bitch, about to eat up. Your girlfriend coming home with me, and when she alone with me, she gon' suck dick and she don't spit, or I'ma put that bitch back on the street. I'm kicking it with girls that be going by, 'cause they pussy is the best and they head fire.
Champagne, champagne, champagne.
got that weed blowing, champagne poppin', got that drink flowing,
Hey, young blood. Bringing in the groceries, huh? Lord have mercy. Man, I remember when I was married, I used to love to bring home the groceries. Made me feel real good. Like a man. Know what I mean? Hey, listen, young blood, I just dropped by to see Juanita and Sarah, you know, lay a little something on them.
Stop by to see my baby. Is that right?
You know, young blood, I took care of your woman and your baby when you went to war. Now, a man ought to get a little respect for something like that. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I care about Juanita. I care about a whole lot. But you back now. And I'm gone. So from this point on, you should consider me like a friend of the family. Find yourself in a jam and shit need a little cash, you come see me, I'll front you.
Keep your shit.
Listen, brother, I know about pride, but you got mouths to feed. Now I laid a little cash on Juanita.
Hey, man, stay the fuck away from my family.
What did you say?
You heard me, goddammit. I said stay the fuck away from my family.
See, I ain't the enemy, young blood. I don't want no trouble. Shit. See? I tried to be a friend, motherfucker. Surprise, nigga. Big bad Marines. Look at you now. Does she suck you? Fuck you? Make you feel like a man? Make you feel real good? Huh, boy? Now, she wasn't doing it like that before you went to the war, now, was she? Now you getting all that good loving, and you can't even put food on your fucking table. Come on, Santa Claus, open your mouth and suck this. Come on, I got a present for you. Suck it! Suck it, nigga!
Kill me, motherfucker. Shoot me right now. What you gonna do, shoot me?
You lucky this is personal, nigga. I ain't gonna kill you over no woman.
Don't you ever.
In your fucking life. Bite the hand, nigga.